Parts of central London are in lockdown this morning after five people, including the attacker and a police officer, died in a terrorist attack in the city. 40 people were injured, some critically, after a car ploughed into pedestrians before the attacker attempted to gain access to the UK's House of Parliament. Our UK correspondent, Nathalie Powell, reports from London.
A full counter-terrorism investigation is underway in the capital following the attack in which a police officer has died. Police believe the attacker had been working alone, and it's understood he drove into several pedestrians before attacking a police officer with a knife whilst attempting to enter the Parliament building. The man was then shot by police officers and died in the incident. The public has been warned to avoid several areas in Westminster and its surroundings while the investigation is ongoing. I'm Nathalie Powell in London for Vatican Radio.
Well, this eyewitness described the unfolding scenes in London.
I was just walking across the bridge and suddenly a bus stopped and everybody started screaming. People came off the bus and they seemed very upset. And then I saw what appeared to be a trainer by the side of the road. And then on the other side of the road there was a body. And when I looked further up there was another body. And then when I looked over the side of the bridge there appeared to be a body in the water as well. I checked to see whether people, you know, whether people were looking after the people on the ground, and then I just tried to stop people coming onto the bridge because people were still coming on, and at that point we didn't know what was happening, so we were just trying to push them back and say.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has described the terror attack in London as sick and depraved. Mrs. May made the statement after chairing a COBRA meeting, a panel of senior police and security officials. She said the city would not live in fear of those who did not share the UK's values of freedom and liberty.
But let me make it clear today, as I have had cause to do before, any attempt to defeat those values through violence and terror is doomed to failure. Tomorrow morning, Parliament will meet as normal. We will come together as normal. And Londoners will get up and go about their days as normal. They will board their trains. They will live their lives. And never allowing the voices of hate and evil to drive us apart.
US President Donald Trump has spoken with the UK Prime Minister to offer his condolences and offer US support. His White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
We obviously condemn today's attack in Westminster, which the United Kingdom is treating as an act of terrorism. And we applaud the quick response that the British police and their first responders made to the situation. The victims in this are in our thoughts and our prayers. The City of London and Her Majesty's government have the full support of the U.S. government in responding to the attack and bringing those to justice who are responsible.